Welcome to the Nintendo Show. My name is Devin Moon, and with me is no one. I'm by myself. Trev, this is a mini, like always. Just gonna just chat to you, my pal, my buddy, my friend, my good boy. Trev, we saw some more Zelda previews, but I would like to cover something else that happened with all these previews. Some interesting tidbits. IGN is in hot water with Nintendo because they did some leaking, my man. Showed some of those insights that Nintendo just did not want us to visualize. And so I wanted to run through some of those just because, hey, I'm a bad boy. Okay, you know me, Trev. I'm a bad mama jamma, just wearing leather constantly. Chaps, just hanging out with the old biker gang, you know, my old boys on the bikes doing our stuff. So let's start this thing off, shall we? Should we get into the dark arts of Nintendo? Watch out. They're always listening, always watching. First, they leaked the icon, essentially, for Rebuild, which is really cool. Any item or weird ship that you've created, any wacky idea that you just love to death, if you have all the parts around you, all you have to do is press the Rebuild button and it does it for you. You don't have to glue it all together. Don't have to take the several 5 to 10 minutes to make that beautiful thing again. You know, if you made a double-decker bus or a dumb robot thing like you've done in the past, like in the preview or the trailer that we saw, hey, you can just do it on the fly right there. Great, right? And the weird thing about this one, Trev, this secret, is that a lot of sites, not just IGN, Japan or US, alluded to this. Like, they talked about it. They said that there is an option that you can go and rebuild something quite easily, you know? So, like, it was heavily alluded to. But the problem was, is the image, I guess, and that it was on that little circle reticle thing. Anyways, they showed it, and that was a bad. You can talk about it, but don't show it. I don't understand it. Very strange. And here's my thing. Nintendo's a little rough on these embargoes. I feel like they're a little rough to a lot of people. I'm not so sure I'm on board, you know, like suing your fan base. I know IGN's not going to get sued because they're the biggest media outlet for video games ever. And it would be really stupid of them, Nintendo in this case, to be like, yeah, hey, just because you showed this really insignificant thing that everyone else alluded to, we're going to really knock you down on this. But anyways, interesting. And why, Trev? Why, Trev, would you even want to hide this? Because, you know, when I was watching this gameplay preview, I was thinking to myself, this is a lot. Like, it's really cool, but it's a lot, right? I have to build a lot of things, which is fun, and it's a fun playground, and that's awesome. But I don't know, man, if I want to do this all the time, if I just want to get quickity up, you know, can we speed this process up? On occasion, I just want to go. Why would you want to hide this feature that will make people that are kind of like on the outside here that are like, I don't know if I want a building Minecraft game, be like, okay, here's a way to make it easier and implement that. I don't understand why you wouldn't even show this or want to show this. Doesn't make any sense to me, but I'm not Nintendo. But you're dumb, Nintendo. That's what I'm saying. Trev, the next one, the towers, right? What do these towers do? They're so mysterious. What's going on? At the beginning of this IGN video, Link is just shooting up through the sky super fast, okay? And I'm watching this and I'm like, man, he's going. Homeboy is cruising. What's going on here? And it seems like, again, something that was heavily alluded to by the others, that these towers have something that have to do with the islands, but we can't talk about it. Oh, could it be that they shoot you up in the sky? Because IGN just literally showed me a video of Link shooting up into the sky, and he's not using that special magic ability. He's just shot up into the sky. Okay, so there you go. Towers are shooting people in the sky. Uncle Devin here with his cigarette in his mouth, he's telling you all kinds of awful, naughty things, okay? Another thing that's weird to, like, hide. Don't show this traversal method that makes the game easier. For me, watching Link fall off the islands constantly, I was concerned, thinking, I don't want to find a way to get back up that thing. No, thank you. And it's cool. They got that little save point thing. That was a great idea. Apparently it was from the last DLC. Glad they brought it back. Good stuff. Great stuff. Okay? But why not just show the tower thing? Who cares? Who cares? It just shoots you up in the sky? Interesting. Very strange. Another Nintendo quibble with the IGN. Gold ball and key items. So they showed the key items section, which you weren't supposed to show that. They saw a few things in there that I was like, okay, we got a weird Sheikah slate type thing, but we don't have the Sheikah slate anymore, it seems like. So I don't know why it's in the menu. So it's there, though. It's just sitting there looking like a Switch these days. Don't know what it does. Maybe Link just plays on it. Maybe there's like some 2D Zelda action on that thing. All right, now I'm making it too good. That actually might be a great idea. There's a Zelda game inside the Zelda game. I'm down for that. There's a gold ball. No one knows what this gold ball is. There's a gold ball, okay? You could see the gold ball in the gumball machine thing that happens. The thing they're calling the gumball machine where all the little balls roll down to the thing. Looks like a gumball machine. I'm describing a gumball machine to you right now, Trev. Okay? If you've never seen a gumball machine, let me give you a nice picture, a clear picture of what a gumball machine looks like. Again, what? Who cares, man? Who cares, Nintendo? It's a gold ball, dude. You can't decipher anything from this footage. It's a gold ball. Game Explain, get on this. I'm sure they'll find something, okay? And that's probably the problem. The fans have gotten too wild. One of the last things they showed, this is from the Japan side, some references to sages, okay? And everyone's like, oh, what does this mean? Story implications. Okay, it's not the Ocarina of Time, okay? We're not in the Ocarina of Time. But it's all connected into the timeline. Nintendo made up that timeline, okay? I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. Listen, I love the timeline. Last episode, I talked about how deep I'm into it, okay? I understand. I want it to be real, too, but I know deep down. They just taped this bad boy up together. Not with duct tape. No. Just with that really bad, thin, rippable tape that just sucks. You know, the stuff you had as a kid. Okay? Not duct tape. This ain't that kind of quality. That timeline is flimsy, okay? And we all know it. And us trying to make sense of it, we're just playing ourselves. Just putting that out there. I'm sorry. I know it hurts me. It hurts me just as much as it hurts you. And that's it. Those are the secrets. Those are the secrets Nintendo wanted hid. And guess what? Now they're open, Trev. They're out in the open. In the deep, dark waters of the internet. And I'm providing to you, my loyal fans, and Trev, okay? And you're welcome. Now you know, okay? I'm sorry if I spoiled something for you. But here's my point. I don't know about this Nintendo. I don't know about this kind of Nintendo that is so protective of their IP and their crap that they are just going after anybody and anyone. And I know IGN's the big guy and we don't want to punch up or punch low or whatever the frick the saying is. I don't care. Let's just not punch, okay? Who cares? Nintendo, you're a happy-go-lucky company, okay? Treat it cool. Now I listen. I understand everyone's like, well, they got to protect their intellectual properties. This is not, it's who cares about this? Does anyone care? Guys, the game's going to be better. They're hiding things that are going to make the game easier for you. So, just something to take in. Some interesting thoughts. Trev, do you think Nintendo should be suing people left and right? Should they be so protective of their IP and their licenses? Yes, I know they make money. I know this is a business. I get it. I understand it. But I feel like they're a little rougher than some of these other customers around them. A little rougher than Sony. A little rougher than Microsoft. Hey, those IPs are important too. Don't tell me they're not, right? What about Redfall? Very important. What about, what about State of Decay? And Ghostwire Tokyo, okay? Big games. I don't know. A little silly. I know. I'm an IGN shill. Okay, I get it. I don't care. It's true. They're silly. These are dumb. They're silly. There you go. That's my thought, Trev. That's my thought on this one. Preview was fine. More of the same, which was cool. It was cool to see. Very creative. I feel like I'm going to be deep in this one, man. I'm very excited for it. Everyone, thank you for listening to the Nintendo show. Trev, I just want to hear your thoughts, man. Do you feel the same way? Do you think Nintendo needs to just chill the frick out? Or not, you know, or just talk about anything. It doesn't even have to be about this. What else you got? Got something else on your mind, Trev? You tell me, okay? I want to hear your voice, your sweet, beautiful voice. And everyone else does too, obviously. Who doesn't? From me here at the Nintendo Show, thanks everyone for listening to this mini. Your support means everything. Make sure you like, subscribe, share this thing. Give it to your buddies, your friends, anyone you know. We need gamers and we need them now. And you guys are the people that will help us there. Check us out on two new locations, not just Facebook, but you can check us out on our Substack. Subscribe there to get all the latest and some exclusives from us. Also, check us out on the NintendoShow.com. Until next time, bye.